Good morning, and thank you for being with me here today. I'd like to thank all of you who make this and every service in this blessed sanctuary possible. Thank the musicians and the worship committee, the ushers, the pulpit assistants, the support staff, the sound technicians, the ministers and other speakers, the board and committees, the countless people who have helped build and sustain this temple. I want to thank all of you. And I want to thank especially you, the people of the congregation, who make this a worship service, a sacred experience by your very presence. Your being here with us is the key ingredient to making it all possible. Without you, without your willingness to be here, your willingness to show up, these services would not exist. You, your authenticity, your openness, your woundedness, your triumphs, your challenges, your humanity, your love, your sacred presence. You are what makes this a worship service. And yet, I am still left with a question. Why do we do it? I don't know about you, but I often find it hard to convince myself that I want to come to church on a Sunday. My weeks are long, and my weekends are really short. On these winter or late fall weekends, especially, I wonder whether I really want to give up some of the few precious daylight hours I have. Because during the week, of course, I go to work and it's dark, and I get home and it's dark. Most weeks I make it to church, but it can be a challenge, waking up on Sunday morning, deciding I'm going to go to church. So there's the question. Why do we choose to show up? For some religions and traditions, there's an easy answer. You either show up for religious services or you resign yourself to eternal damnation. It's not much of a choice, really. These traditions teach that we are fundamentally flawed, with flaws that are serious enough so that left to our own devices and the ways of humankind, we would surely follow the path to the gates of hell. In those traditions, there's not much we can do on our own. The church promises salvation. Attend their services with some regularity, and there is some hope you might be saved. Of course, for us UUs, we don't have such an easy answer. We profess a belief in universal salvation. It's the idea that we are all saved, and none of us is destined for hell. That's where the universal and Unitarian Universalist comes from, universal salvation. And there are some really good things, I think, about believing in universal salvation, not the least of which is that it speaks to the truth. We are already saved. We are all, that's you and me, us, we are all already whole. It does have the unfortunate side effect, believing in universal salvation, of removing eternal damnation as a goad to get people to show up for church on Sunday mornings. So why do we show up? I had a whole service planned with my answer to what it is that we're trying to accomplish. But in preparing, I realized that it's probably a bit presumptuous of me to pretend to know why it is that you show up. I know why I show up. So, and you are the essential element of our experience here together. So here's my question for you. Why is it you choose to come to our worship services on Sunday mornings? More specifically, why did you come to this service today? In 1835, when this building was new, it was one of the few places in Meadville one could go to hear new ideas or to be inspired. Books and other written materials were hard to come by. The college library had maybe a few thousand volumes at most. Churches and literary societies were some of the few places that offered opportunities for deeper learning and inspiration. But now things have changed. Rather than showing up here today, you could have stayed home and listened to one of several thousand inspirational TED Talks. You could have pursued an online course in Buddhist philosophy or Christian theology. You could have read any number of stimulating and inspiring books, or settled into quiet contemplation using one of the thousands of free guided meditations available through the Insight Timer, which is the smartphone app that many of us use to time our meditations. But instead, we chose to be here. Why is that? So what I'd like us to do right now is take a moment. I'd like each of you to just take a moment, close your eyes if you're comfortable doing that, and reflect on that question. Why is it that I come to church on a Sunday? In particular, why is it that I'm here now today at this church for this service? What brings me here? And see what's not the, there'll be the first thing that comes to us, but let's think about what's underneath of that. So we might say, I'm here for the people. But what is it about these people? There are a lot of places. There are people in Meadville. We could go to Perkins and have breakfast. There'll be people there, right? What is it about these people in this place and this time that brought you here today? What is it that we are seeking? What is it that you are seeking? What are you looking for? So just close your eyes and reflect on that for a minute. And when you think you have some clarity, I'd ask that you write one or two, no more than that, words on a card, and the ushers will come by and collect those. So while we're doing that, Emily will play a little music. Just reflect on that question. Why are you here? And write one or two words on a card, and we'll collect those. So I'll say I'm a little tickled to see that, like good Unitarians, I asked you to say one, no more than two words, and the first card has at least 10 on it, right? So there's, so thank you for staying in the tradition, right, with us. So, yeah. So what I'm going to do, and I'll bring these cards over to coffee hour, and I'll lay them out on a table so that you can see what people said. I think there's some value to go. I think it's a beautiful thing to see. And so I want you to be able to share those. But I'm going to go through and I'm going to read not every word on every card, but I'm going to just go through and I'll just speak a few of the words that I see on the cards as we go through. To learn. To worship. Spiritual refreshing. To seek Christ. Open to all. The beauty of music and friends. Hope of right course. Community and connections. Purpose and meaning. Guidance, inspiration, and renewal. Community, where I'm safe and respected. Meaningful listening. Reaching out, encompassing acceptance, spiritual growth, community, UU values, listening to God, community, to connect with the space and the energy of liberal seeking, to witness, to learn, for the speaker, to fill the void. Sharing my love, soul quenching fellowship, the people peace, don't really know, habit, open and interesting worship, for clarity and acceptance, for commitment, for community, for belonging, for validation, to ground my life in what is real, to be seen. For my kids and new perspectives, for fulfillment, to be with friends, to connect. It's a beautiful thing that we create here together, of community, of learning, of connection, of belonging, acceptance, being seen, allowing ourselves to be who we are. You are the reason I'm here today. And each Sunday, you, the people of this congregation. The experience we create together gives me hope. It allows me to remember who I am and my wholeness. It calls me home. In my heart, I know we are all manifestations of the divine. Each of us carries an inner light. Each of us is already whole. Our challenge is to remember and to recognize our wholeness and to reflect that to the world. It can be hard to live our lives authentically, allowing all of ourselves to be seen. When I'm truly in myself, when I'm really home, when I'm really here, I know my invulnerability in my divinity. I know I'm safe. But I don't find it possible to sustain that knowing of on my own, that connection to my wholeness. When I'm in one of my more contracted spaces, when I'm in fear or anger or loneliness or grief, it can seem impossibly risky to allow myself to be seen and thus to know my wholeness. Or in my darkest moments, it's even to accept the possibility of my wholeness is beyond what I can do. I hide my truth from myself. And that's why I'm here. What I find in our services, and the reason that I come here to be with you on this and other Sunday mornings, is you help me remember and connect to my wholeness, the ground of being. In this space, and when I open myself to it, I can feel the love and the acceptance that allows me to bring more of my true self into this world to be seen. Your openness, your willingness to be here now in this space with me matters. Your presence allows and invites me to be present, to show up. Your wholeness calls to my wholeness. Your love invites me to love. Together, we touch the divine. Together, we worship. And that's why I'm here. Blessed be, and amen.